Another man who has European farming in his sights is the US President Donald Trump. He's walked out of the G7 summit in some respects, and it ended in acrimony. And he mentioned the farming subsidies, etc. How concerned are you that, you know, he can, you know, spark a trade war that could impact even the, you know, the farming and the agricultural industry here? Where do you think it's going?
It's very worrying, because he is a complete enigma. He changes his mind by the day, and it seems that very few people can get through to him. I mean, he treats even prime ministers of other countries almost with contempt, which is unheard of, even in times of war. You wouldn't see that kind of a disrespectful attitude towards other prime ministers. He has no hesitation in putting out tweets about people, condemning them, calling them weak, calling them rocket men, you name it. And it's a massive contradiction. So we have to, I think, try and work through it without exacerbating the situation. Obviously, Europe has to be strong. If he puts tariffs on some of our goods, we'll have to respond. But at the same time, behind the scenes, we have to try and negotiate with the people who've been dealing with this all along, who understand the situation. A fellow said to me, and usually people in the country are very wise, at the weekend he was asking me about Trump and so forth. And he said, "With the problem with Donald Trump is, all his life he was his own boss, and now basically he's boss of the world. So he takes no advice for anybody. He's not worried about the consequences, and it's really all about him." When you think that on the one hand he says the Iranian deal to denuclearize Iran is the worst deal ever, and he breaks it off. And then on the other hand, he goes over to North Korea to stop North Korea from having a nuclear deal. If he had been involved in the Iranian deal, I'm quite sure it would have been the best deal in the world. If he does a deal with Iran or with North Korea, which I hope he does, that would be the best deal in the world as well.
He has it both ways, doesn't it, really, no matter what. And there's going to be an update, really, on the situation with the Iran and the deal and the EU's kind of sticking by that deal. And we're going to hear how strong that is.
Yes, and I think at this stage, as a result, I think, of the unfortunate occurrence at G7, that diplomacy is kind of lost now. So there's no such thing as kind of saying one thing in public and doing another privately. I think you'll find that the European leaders will stick together. They'll say, listen, we have to be firm and strong. We have to put our own people first. And if he's not going to play ball, we're not going to play ball. But that is not a good situation, because you'll have a lot of losers in that situation, which nobody wants.
Yeah, including European companies and European firms trading with Iran, presumably.
Yes, and it could escalate to all sorts of products. I mean, he mentioned cars in the beginning, but he could go on to agriculture. He could do anything. Unfortunately, that's the way he is.